Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome. Nicole Whitney, and you're now listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And yep, it's Open Lines Day, and that can only mean one of a couple of things. Carrie O'Connor is here with me today. And as always, since my first personal Carrie O'Connor experience just over a year ago on this very show, I have always referred to her as the one who does readings for which I thoroughly recommend goggles and a helmet, and I'm really, really not kidding. So, if you want to find out why, call in, be a caller, or just stick around for the hour. She's going to be doing readings right now, right here on News for the Soul. Welcome back, Carrie O'Connor.
Hi, Nicole. How are you doing?
Interesting. You know, it's been a weird time. I've been dying to ask you about what's going on with the energy.
Uh-huh.
And have you heard of a little e-news or website, an e-news thing called What's Up on Planet Earth?
Yes.
Well, I was just reading that the other day. Everyone and their dog has been sending me this thing, and I thought, okay, what's this all about? Mm-hmm. And I went on and read the latest excerpt, and I thought, my God, that's exactly how I've been feeling.
Uh-huh.
So what is up?
What did I did? I know they sent them out several times a week. What was the last one that they sent?
Well, the last one was referring to complete exhaustion.
Yes, yes.
Total exhaustion. I mean,
yes.
I am. It doesn't matter if I sleep 4 hours.
Yeah.
Or 12. I'm like
mm-hmm.
in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? I've never been like this. Never.
Yes, I actually went to sleep before I called you because it's 9 o'clock my time, and I never do that. I'm usually up to 3 o'clock in the morning. Every single night, I just am a night owl. What think of that when the guides and the counselor are saying that we're going to our physical body? This is what even I get amazed at sometimes. I hear them say we're entering in and de-cleansing, detoxifying, releasing from old patterns from our physical body, and we all understand it intellectually. But then when we get hit with the tiredness, it's just mind-boggling, and if we could even forget what the heck is going on here, then our heads could go, what's going on here, what's going on here, because I can't be this bone-tired, and I keep on seeing it, Nicole, down to literally our bones, and I kept on seeing over the last 2 weeks, I was watching the cells, think of it, just the red blood cells, with these gold bands around it. In the last 2 weeks, I saw the gold, so think of that as balance, that's becoming the homoluminous body. Homoluminous body is the light body. Last 2 weeks, it turned crystal. and crystalline. So that's even a lighter frequency than gold. So think that we've been having that gold in our physical body, and then it turned into a lighter frequency. So think of the lighter frequency is releasing all any kind of density, any kind of heaviness, because we are literally changing throughout our physical, mental, spiritual bodies. And then they kept on showing me the bone, and even a lot of people, I'm even getting with you as far as taking vitamin D3, our levels now that we're entering into this homoluminous body is really needs to be up more than higher than 50, the 50s to the 60s. And a lot of people, then they say the normal limits are between 20 and 100. And a lot of people's vitamin D has been zapped, and that goes into thyroid, that goes into colon, that goes into everyone thinks it has just to do with the bones, but it has a lot more to do with the bones. And also we need extra boron is what the guides are saying. Boron, B-O-R-O-N, and also extra copper and extra gold, and a lot of that you could get in a multi-nutrient that is a good one. So when they started showing me the skeletal system and how the spaces in between, think of it when you see marrow getting cut in half and the spaces were getting filled in. This is literally down to our bones. We're releasing stuff, ancient stuff from ever, and it can be so exhausting. So that's when I tell people to give yourself a break. And waking up foggy is very, you could sleep and wake up foggy. That's another sign of it. So it's a time to really honor that space, to not judge it, and to take care of the physical body. Think of it as a newborn baby, and you know how long babies sleep, and that they could be all thrown out, and they could be very sensitive. A lot of people are coming up with rashes, and I've had cold sores, and I never had cold sores for 25 years. I'm 44 years old. I haven't had those for a long time, and all of a sudden I'm getting cold sores, and so it's a really deep cellular releasing that we're going through.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You know, the other thing that I've noticed is the escalation of the weird dream thing.
Yes, yes.
What is that?
Yes, and I was said to, I'm so glad you brought that up. The last two nights I had very even disturbing dreams of it. Think of that as opening up the gateways to our multidimensionality. So what we're doing is really getting plugged in again to the light body, which most means we hold more frequency. Think of frequency is light. Light energy is more energy. So we're becoming plugged into the 1,000-watt being, and the 1,000-watt being has louder communication and doorways open to spirit. And what's the dream part is where the multidimensional place where we are more than just one aspect, that whole doorway is being opened up, and the whole dream part is really downloading. Again, a lot of my dreams were they felt like they were in different times. I know I was doing a lot of past life stuff. I saw myself living in Africa as an African, and then I saw myself as over in Asia, and I was a male, and so a lot of the stuff is releasing, and all of it was traumatic and feeling like I was running for my life. And so, again, we're having this really deep cellular where they consider it, or they call it even post-traumatic stress releasing from our cellular body. And so in all directions of space of time. So the dream time can seem really funky. It's when you're waking up from dreams, are you finding that when if you go back to sleep, you still could go back into the dream?
Yep.
And it takes you a while to get out of it?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm having vision messages in 3D. Like it feels,
yes, yes.
There's the dreams, and then there's it feels like there's real stuff, like I'm
right.
Somewhere else or something.
Right, right.
I had this weird one I wanted to tell you about because it seems so profound and so connected to whatever's going on.
Yep.
And I was sitting in front of a laptop computer.
Uh-huh.
There was a woman on my right and a man on my left, and they were there to tell me some important message, and the words they relayed was, "It only looks scary. It only looks scary." It said it three times, and then the laptop went bam right into my face, and I woke up like,
wow,
just about having a coronary, but it was like so I'd remember or something.
Right, right. Think of the male and the female is, and were they even, if it was the female even on your left side and the male was on your right side? Because I'm seeing think of that so that your divine soul group. And what we're doing is also reconnecting with the ancient soul group. And it's, this reconnection is as real as our hair, as real as our legs, or real, it's even realer than that. What I'm seeing as far as with that, it's only, if we're breaking, it goes back to the emotion, a mental, multi-dimensional, that in the shamanism they say that the waking time is the dream, is the illusion of the dream time, and the dream time is the real time. So we're really exercising the whole doorway to what it is to exercise going up and down the tubes that I talk about all the time and go into those balls. And so think of that, and the guides are here so much clearer, and they're here to support us and really help us break through those illusions of just what you said. It's fear, and then you almost, it's so real that you almost have a coronary because it's so fearful, but then they tell you beforehand it's only an illusion to prepare you for it. And so the deep healing that we're having of really fearful stuff, it's like I was telling people in the Body Temple class, it's like we're being invited either consciously or unconsciously, and it's so much better if you do this consciously, if you're consciously working on yourself, to go into our deep subconscious and release patterns that have been there for ancient patterns. And as we're releasing them, they could seem really funky, and again, it's exhausting. It's like we're clearing out the last closet is what they're saying, and we're getting into the back of the closet where a lot of times we've been through three quarters of the closet, and then it even had an illusion, is what they're showing me right now, where we could have thought we were done. And now it's going into our graduation, and this is, they consider this a graduation because the guides, the family members, the ascended masters, they're clapping with this. And so now the back of the closet is even deeper, but it doesn't end forever. So we don't have a long way to go, but we're really going to the part of really seeing in our everyday life as far as time stuff we were talking about. I was able to, my daughter had a dance competition 2 hours away. I was very tired and driving home. I said, I can't do this. I'm getting home in an hour, and there's no way I could get from once almost to New York and Connecticut in 2 hours. But I was able to do it in an hour because I just expanded and just demanded and demanded my energy, and sure enough, I was able to time speed. And so there's many gifts with this too, but this is where we're having the energetic training wheels taken off of us, and so the guides have not gone anywhere. They're there. A lot of people, and Nicole, have you felt that I'm seeing this with a lot of people, like they're getting confused about what their hopes and dreams are or what they thought they were going to go into. All of a sudden, it feels very vague.
Yeah, almost like the foundational purpose is being questioned.
Exactly.
Real core stuff.
Exactly. Real core stuff. That's a perfect word for that. And really what I'm even seeing, I'm even noticing with myself, I had all these projects all in line, and then I'm noticing it's just one big ball out of my heart as far as heart's desires. And the ball is very big as far as heart's desires, but before I used to see all these other balls, and I'm like, what the heck is that? Because it kind of made me feel off balance to be from the core, because I was so used to be even seeing these balls in front of my energy field to support me. And then it was going down to we're ordering up heart's desires. Think of law of attraction. Our desires, our co-creation process, they read from the feelings, from the heart, and so we're opening up the pathways so the ball looks absolutely bigger as far as heart's desires, and synchronistic things are happening, and magical things are happening too. But there's such the paradox that we could be feeling very cut off, tired, exhausted, kind of scary dreams and kind of lost, as having and really times of feeling expansive. And it's learning to dance through the energy shifting, but it's not going to last forever. This is real. Last year was the whole soul retrieval. This is really getting to the nitty gritty. When I see it, they showed me a symbolic water pick, and think about when we brush our teeth with those water picks, it gets down to the nitty gritty plaque, and they're not saying it to gross us out. They're just really getting into that they mean the physical body, the plaque. We're getting down to getting out to the nitty gritty, and we've come to the spiritual body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the physical body. And so as soon as we get out of that, then the doorways to go to the reverse of the emotional body, the spiritual body, the open communication is what it's creating, a louder, clearer, open communication, ability to hold more frequency. Because if you think about it, what we're doing, I compare it a lot to, is the 100-watt light bulb turning into 1,000 watts. And just think if you even had a physical light bulb that was 60 watts, and all of a sudden you put a tube in it that could put in 1,000 watts to it, it would explode. And so this is where we are expanding our foundation and allowing the energy to come in to have us be able to handle that 1,000 watts, because we're literally becoming the homo luminous 1,000-watt being. So we're rewiring ourselves so we could hold more of that frequency. And again, that frequency means open communication. That frequency is what we are. It's communication to source. It's It's our essence. And so we're opening the doorways to hold more, feel more in contact with we are, who we are, and really getting rid of deep core stuff, any kind of illusion of separation. And actually, it's interesting because I'm hearing some clients who say, my worst nightmare is happening, my worst nightmare is happening, or feeling very, very alone, and that's their worst nightmare. When I look into their energy field, their fear is that they would end up alone. And so think of that being brought up to the light for us to say, that's not the truth. We can never be alone. There's a part of us where we're all connected, and we could absolutely never be alone. So it's having those illusions of separation being brought up to our face so we could say, direct our energy and unplug from any of those fears and say, no, that's not my truth anymore. And as soon as we do that, the energy patterns start realigning themselves. So we're going through a lot of stuff, a lot of aches and pains, a lot of physical stuff. Think of the organ. The skin is the biggest organ, so a lot of people are doing new skin stuff, and especially down to the bone. I keep on telling people we need, right now, I don't like the word use need, but supporting the bone, because we are becoming a new race. We're evolving. It's a wonderful thing. Even though we're feeling kind of tired, that's where it's good to support each other, too.
Well, so much for the concept of floating around on a cloud with a moon. That's gone.
Yeah.
Man. So, I mean, the illusion is amplifying. The negativity is amplifying to be cleaned out or cleared out.
Right.
And all is well.
Exactly. And that's, think of, that's very, very common in co-creation, where here something comes in and so it washes the earth. So the high frequency and it washes the earth. So think of, if you were to even clean out a room and get new paint and stuff, you would clean out the room. Then there would be all the dust bunnies and the cracks in the wall and all the, even as far as if it was a new concept, there would be a revolt or a resistance in your body to that. No, that can't be true. That can't be true. So think of all the resistance within, even in our subconscious, because what the guides keep on talking about is where we're releasing subconscious resistance because we are working out what is our responsibility. If, as we're tapping in, that we are the master in process, the master in progress, the master itself, all three of those at once, the Holy Trinity, what is our responsibility? What is my responsibility to myself? What is it to fellow man? Taking more responsibility. A lot of people, they say, oh, I'll take responsibility. I'm kind to my fellow man, but then they don't pay their taxes. You know what I mean? Just all the stuff that all the corners are getting looked at. So we're really going through to release the resistance that's emotionally, because then comes acceptance, then comes emerging. So it really is part of the steps of manifestation too. It's first the wash, then any resistance is even in the subconscious, and that's what's throwing people, because I've had people that have been working on consciousness for 20, 30 years, and they're amazed at the parts of resistance that they're coming up with, or the fears that they're coming up with, or the feelings, or the tiredness. They just thought they were over it. You know, I've had one client say, God, I thought I was over this already, but when I looked at the underlying things, she was really holding on to one deep core theme there, and she was quite comfortable with it. It's almost like she made an energetic chair that she was laying on that she acted quite comfortable into it, and that's one that she didn't want to really look at. And so as soon as we put light on it, it allowed the energy to realign. But it also was that she had to look at it first.
Wow. Well, all kinds of fun and games. It's just so reassuring to hear that, you know, we're not alone. The illusion isn't real.
Right.
And all is well. And
exactly.
There's a purpose behind it. So wonderful, wonderful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's what we've got to do. We've got to open up the lines because we've yapped away for 22 minutes. If there's, you know, I think it's so important that we objectify this, because this is going on, obviously, for a lot of people.
Yes.
People around me are all, you know, doing it. And then I found that website, and the whole e-news was validating what's going on singularly with all of us. Obviously, people need to know that we're not alone in this. So I'm glad that we talked about that. But now it's time to open up the line.
Absolutely.
I want to let everybody know, too, a couple of things. When you're on the line, if you do get through, congratulations, first of all. And you can clear the line once we're done so that someone else can get through, and really important to honor that and do that very quickly. Also, you can hear later on newsforthesoul.com, all free all the time. You can hear your reading over and over there. So if you missed anything, we'll just go there and hear it again. Also, we've got three numbers to give out. We're going to give those out now. These are toll-free. The first two are toll-free. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. In Canada, 888-810-8322. And I think we've got a caller already on, so just stand by one more moment. We're going to give out the numbers one more time. 888-810-8322. And if none of those work, then don't use the toll-free. Call direct, 530-876-3222. Okay, caller, who are you and where are you calling in from?
Hello, my name is Shanti, and I'm calling in from Horsefly in British Columbia, way up north.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Carrie?
I do. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you, Shanti?
Oh, not too bad, but I appreciate what you were just saying, because it made a lot of sense.
That was good.
Yeah, it put some perspective on things. My question is regarding, I have a son, Zechariah, who's four, and you know, they're considering that he might be autistic. He's not verbally talking, but he's very vibrant and beautiful.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering if you have any, if you can tune in to.
You know, Shanti, I just was talking to a teacher, my last client today, that the new wave of the rainbow and crystal children are that. There's going to be a whole bunch of, before it was ADHD for the last 10 years, and now there's going to be a whole uproaring of being labeled autism, because what the kids come into is when they're coming in, they are very open in telepathic communication. They're very open as far as when I look into his energy field, I see a stellated dodecahedron, and when I see that, that's a sign for me that their brain is already wired, their physical bodies are already wired like what we're stepping into, and so their even energy is even helping us evolve and step into their inner energy bodies. And so the when the medical community, the educational community doesn't understand this, then they come with the word autism, because we have to update that, and these kids are coming in to help us across the world to update the systems, because they're not honoring their. And I had another client that talked about her, that her grandson was not speaking and stuff, and it was that he's a crystal rainbow child, and these kids come in again, their talking is, they think it's like cavemanish, and so they are used to telepathic communication. They come in very old souls, and so we have to catch up with them, and they come in not only telepathic communications, but they come in with full communication. When I see full paragraphs over their head, they come in with much awareness, not gaga, goo-goo. And also, everything is different about these kids. They don't sleep at the normal sleeping hours. If you notice, when he was younger, his sleep would be different. And also, where the autism comes in, as far as they're very sensitive to artificial lighting, to sound, to the noise pollution, and that low EMFs that we bombard ourselves with all the time. They come in so delicate with that kind of artificial pollution that we just get used to, and so we get thick skins to it, and they can't tolerate it. So think of that way. Then we're being asked to clean up the low EMFs, the low wires, all of the low EMFs that are coming down. So when I'm looking at your son, I'm seeing him extremely part. Think of his energy. I would absolutely work in and around his root chakra near his spine. And you don't have to even be a healer. It's because what I'm seeing in your energy field, part of this has like put your head forward. And I had a daughter that was diagnosed with audio processing. She's 15 years right now. Right, she's going to be 15 in a month. And it was when I first heard that autism in the central audio, that's another form of autism. And so my daughter was a forerunner 15 years ago. And I have to tell you, she's on the honor roll. She's brilliant. Her memory tests out one third of the world, because she has a photographic memory. But she needed support in the beginning. And it was more I became a real big advocate as far as how the child is going to be taken care of. So if you email my office, and I'll show you, I'll give you sites as far as what to do as far as with him, because I'm seeing, again, him. I'm seeing Taylor's face over him, so he's not only going to succeed, he's going to more succeed. Part of him came in with this contract because he wanted to help the people. He came in with big shoes with us. And also, again, my daughter is thriving. She's in dance competition. She's integrated into every single part of the regular teen life, and that's what your son is going to be doing too. He comes in as far as helping us raise up all aspects of our life.
So, do you have any suggestions on how to encourage verbal communication so he can?
You know what, dolphins and whales. When you're talking to him, you send communication with him telepathically. In your head to his head, visualize a tube going out to your third eye, and even show him dolphins and show him whales, because he's very used to that communication. Even at night when he's sleeping, have a tape of dolphins and whales going on, because they're connected to the dolphins and the whales are helping us activate this the 12 strands of DNA. They are very connected to that. Then telepathically tell him that it's important for him to communicate verbally, because that's what we're still doing right now. And also have him play a game with you. Do with your chin and his chin, where he makes infinity eights with his chin, and have it as a game. And also have him touch his ears on the opposite side. So his right side touches his left ear touches his right side. All of that is making a DNA crisscrossing pattern that is going to help him communicate. And also, again, tell him telepathically that we talk, and even show him a tube going down to the mouth and how we do it. There's a part where when I'm showing him, he's saying, oh, this is what I have to do. And so I show him a big tube that goes down from the pineal gland, going down to the back of the tongue and going out, and I'm literally showing him how to talk, and then I'm creating other tubes that go down to help him support, because when he's showing me his jaw, he says, it feels so heavy and it feels so dense and so slow. This is so much faster to do. And I said, yes, I know it's so much faster to do, and you'll help people open up the telepathic communication, but this is how we do it here. And so letting him know that he can still have access to fastness, that's what the quickness and the speed, that's what the dolphins will remind him on a huge subconscious level. He'll just get it. But you're going to let him know that this is what we're doing right now, but also he wants to be promised that he's going to be able to still do telepathic communication, because he likes things fast, and that's where he could even like to spin. And I would tell him to spin. I would spin with him, do sets of three, because the spinning reminds him of the energy that is going around, and so having him spin will really help integrate his energy. He's putting in the 1,000 watts into the physical body, and so he comes 1,000 watts, and so it's like, think of their capillaries are learning to grow stronger, to hold in this 1,000-watt energy. And so they come in here, again, knowing that they're help bridging us and teaching, just showing him and telling him. And I had another client do this, and the grandson was talking in an unbelievable fast time, like in 3 days, and I mean full sentences, because he just didn't, he thought it felt too heavy. And so you'll be able to show him to do that, and he'll be receptive, and especially if you promise him that he can still communicate telepathically. So send him messages of even, I'm going to give you water, and then walk over and give him water, but tell him telepathically, and also tell him, ask if you get a picture of him asking you for water, then you go over and give it to him. So as long as he knows that he still has that portal open, then that's he'll start using the language. Part of it is that he just keeps on telling me, my jaw feels so heavy, and he keeps on showing me the jaw, the whole mandibular part of the jaw, and it's like extended out. Does he do something with his mouth of like jutting his jaw out? What is it? Why is he showing me that?
Well, he was born really quickly, and he's got veins that have popped out on his jaw. Still there from birth.
Okay, there we go. Because he keeps on showing me, and actually I said, is that going to help you by doing what you're doing? Because he keeps on showing me, again, the infinity eights with his chin is going to help him, and then he keeps on jetting his jaw out, and then he puts it back, and he's putting his jaw out, like his chin out. Think of it, sticking it out and putting it in, sticking it out and putting it in, and it goes back, and having him do that will help him too, because he keeps on showing me, my jaw is not connected, is what he's saying to me. My jaw is not connected either. And so if he feels it energetically out of aligned, you could do x-rays and it would feel aligned. These kids feel the energy body, and that's really 99% what we are, and so they they feel it, and it could not show up on X-ray. So again, doing the eights are going to help him. Doing the jetting out, putting the chin out. I keep on doing this. I'm sounding weird on the phone. And I'm putting it back because I'm showing him what to do. And he is just takes in the information like a sponge. He's like thankful that someone's talking his language. And so also bring him around. Go on the internet, Doreen Virtue, Dr. Doreen Virtue, she's a PhD psychologist. She even wrote a book about feeding the indigo mm-hmm. children. She also wrote a book about the rainbow and crystal children. And she also predicted 5 years ago that the whole community is going to start calling all these kids autistic. And so she has a lot of resources on people to talk to, but also connecting him with other rainbow crystal children are important because then they could feel their connection, and they could do their talking and their integrating with other kids that are like them. So going on the internet and seeing there's lots of groups around where the parents are talking and communicating and getting the kids together, that would be very he'll make a deal. He just said to me, let's make a deal. I run into kids that are like me that could do what you could do, and then I'll start doing talking more. And so he's actually very adorable mm-hmm. and a bit of a salesman, and so we'll just have him make a deal there. And so he'll do his part, and he just wants to connect with the other kids and know that he keeps on showing me he feels very trapped in his body. And even think with the precipitous delivery, when we're going down the canal, we're getting smushed. We're getting, you know, it's kind of tight down there. But it has a sensory effect. And he comes jetting out. He doesn't even have the first breath, the sensory stuff that most people have. It's on his whole organ, his skin. I'd also get him very... ask him to pick out, because sometimes he's going to be so sensitive as far as oils. So at first I saw spikenard oil, which is a very grounding oil, but I saw that he might not like that. So get grounding oils as far as spikenard. There's myrrh, frankincense, and have him pick out that oils. If he doesn't really like them, but he could put them on his feet, and that would be very grounding for him too as far as bringing that 1,000 watts down in his energy field. And also, I didn't finish going to your energy field. When I saw your head tilt forward, it's like almost like a neck. Did you have whiplash before when you were 15 years old?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, because I'm seeing 15 years old, exactly 15, they're not even saying 15 to 16, they're saying a jarring of the neck that looks like a whiplash. And so just pay attention if your neck hurts you, because I'm going back into even his delivery and even the stuff that's going on, I'm seeing neck pain on the right side, and it goes back to like a cervical L5, L4, where it's just, it could use probably willow bark as far as inflammation, and it just kind of goes forward because part of you, it just jets forward. And so it's almost like your chin is down to your neck, where part of your posture is like getting bullhorns to go full steam ahead as far as what I'll do for Zachary. And this is what I'm telling your neck as far as go up. And it goes back to, again, think about what was going on when you're 15 years old as far as disappointment with society and the outside world, because it definitely has to do with not being seen. And so this is what you're releasing. But again, you guys picked each other, and it's going to be perfect. And he has big shoes to sit into, and I understand this on a personal level, and I also, again, know the ups and downs and having to hear diagnosis words that we don't picture when we're growing up, as far as having to hear autism and all these words and OT and PT and this and that, and but also put earmuffs, because I'm seeing a paternal grandfather, put them on you as far as I listened to everybody, but I didn't take it in. And so I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And also, I had my daughter have a central audio a gym game where it's a holosphinc. It's a right and left balancer. And actually, it was a shamanic sounds. And that really helped her because it was very grounding. So there's stuff out there. And again, email me, look up the Indigo Crystal Kids, and your already communicating, because he's telling me, I love my mommy, I love my mommy. So you're already doing the best. He knows that you're his biggest champion as far as in his corner. And so he will, he's all set. He's like, I'm full steam ahead. I know that I come here for a purpose, and he almost is a process of bring it on. Dolphins, I can't emphasize how it's so important for him.
I'm just wondering if something like cranial sacral might help with it.
Absolutely. Cranial sacral, I highly recommend that. Cranial sacral is a wonderful thing. And a lot of physical therapists do cranial sacral, so insurance picks it up. I don't know if it's the same thing up in BC, but that helps a lot of people. Cranial sacral would be a wonderful thing for him. Cranial sacral is heaven to these kids.
And she came on after the show to ask you for more advice, Carrie?
Excuse me. What'd you say?
Can she email you after the show?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because we've got to move on to the next caller. I just didn't want to interrupt in anything critical there. A lot of information coming through. But you can go and listen online, newsforthesoul.com, after tonight, and you can re-listen to all the advice and everything and get in touch. So if she goes to your website, can she?
Yes, go to the website. And even if my email is union1111@yahoo.com. And email me, and I will send you all the information that I have. I have tons of files with my daughter.
Thank you both
okay,
very much.
Thanks for calling, and all the best. Also, I should give out your website, of course, because so many people aren't going to be able to get through, and they can call you directly. CarrieO'Connor.com or InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. Those are the websites, and, of course, they're linked off our site if you forget any of that. NewsForTheSoul.com right there at the top on the main page. And I'll just give out the numbers one more time. I just think it's so cool how, you know, real fairly specific things come through each time. And it's always just all the shows are so different and so perfect.
Especially the next 6 to even to the next 2.5 years, we're going to hear a lot of people with autism. It's going to touch every single person's life, be it a nephew, a neighbor, a child. We're going to hear that word, and it's been coming up for the last year, but it's an acceleration.
I think we've got another caller on the line. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Diana from Seattle.
Hello, welcome. Do you have a question for Carrie?
I do. I was wondering if Carrie sees anything with regards to my financial future.
Okay. When I'm looking at your second chakra, actually second, first, and first, second, and third, I'm seeing when I go into your second, actually, it's like an hourglass. And so think of it, it's bubbled and then it's squeezed on either end. So consciously go in there and open them up. I'm also seeing a grandmother, maternal, and it's really, this is really fascinating because I cover this in the Body Temple class. Look at the family, how the energetic messages that you got from family as far as psychic messages, as far as how mom held money and dad held money. It is so important because subconsciously we could hold money as the root of all evil, and that money, good people, don't make money, all of that kind of thing, because I'm seeing the direct line to this hourglass hand thing goes up on mom's side. And it's just taking the pearls of wisdom, because then you're going to redirect the energy to open that that hourglass part, and that's going to help have and also make infinity eights over the second chakra, which is right above the hips, right in the pubic area, and the infinity eights is sideways eights. That's connecting the left and the right side, and also have your shoulders back, because when I'm seeing you feeling beaten down, especially on mom's side of the family, it's like I have to work hard and have hardness with this. As far as like when I see a symbolic cross to carry, it's where again good people have to work hard, and then they have to have a part of suffering. Is when I see a picture of Jesus with the thorns around his heart, it's that there's a part of suffering to be a good person. You're a good person without having to have suffering, and that's what you're rearranging in your energy field to hold that posture. And so you write out and have it and read it daily and nightly. As far as your financial situation changing, you're open to receive, you're willing to receive, and put your arms out and exercise like you're holding weights, and especially on that left side, because you're rearranging the whole energy on the left side of your body, and that's all about connection with mom, mother, sister, females. But the biggest thing is are willing to receive nurturing and energy, and that energy means money, because money is energy. And even saying to yourself, money is an equal exchange of energy, and also as you see you're doing this, your energy, you're very empathic, because the psychic sponge taking in this energy, you're already starting to make shifts on the top of the second chakra. Mm-hmm. And you'll see this changing, your whole financial thing changing as much as fast as 6 hours, and definitely into 6 days, and over 6 weeks, and over 6 months. You've graduated, and when I hear the Jefferson song, Moving On Up, that means financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So it's part of this is grounding down, and your whole first, second, third chakra are under reconstruction, but you're spreading this to have more of that flow energy, because part of your energy goes up and out. That's a defense mechanism you used since you were little. So now you're learning to re-enter the body and to be grounded, because to manifest money or anything in our life, we have to be grounded in our body. Otherwise, it's harder to do that. So this is where you're retraining your body, but it's absolutely not impossible. And actually, it's what you came down here to, because when you hold that posture, you're welcoming everyone in your family to hold the same posture. So that's a big deal.
Oh, wow. You just nailed it. Good job. Thank you so much. Blessings to you both.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And remember, you can hear the message again later on newsforthesoul.com.
I will. That's how I usually get you. Thank you so much, Nicole and Carrie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye, love you.
Bye.
So nice to get a simple question.
Yes. Yes.
We haven't had one of those in a while.
Yes.
It's been a complicated life. But, you know, I was thinking just before we took that call, you know, we were talking at the beginning of the show about how we're releasing all this stuff.
Right.
I hadn't really thought, you know, about how energetically how different it must feel for the new kids.
Absolutely.
Who aren't releasing all that stuff.
Absolutely. Think of what they show me, because they bring me right down the tubes of what it feels like. So think of when we're born, that think of the energetic cords held more of an electromagnetic pull, and these kids are coming with lightness, and so they wonder about our heaviness, and so they come in absolutely with a whole, the grids are lighter and they hold a higher frequency energy and they're able to expand more, so they could feel very heavy here.
Wow. Neat. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yes.
Think we've got another caller on the line.
Hello?
Hello, who are you and where are you calling in from?
Hi, good evening, Carrie and Nicole. My name is Vivian, and I'm calling in from Toronto, Canada.
Canadian. Hello, Vivian.
Hello.
Question for Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Good evening.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for. I listened to your whole intro. I could definitely relate to everything that that you were saying and I'm experiencing. So. Thank you for that. I was calling in to ask about what you saw for me in terms of my relationship with my husband.
Okay, I was gonna go to your husband if you weren't gonna go to your husband. What I'm seeing this is the year of relationship, and so we're reviewing all parts of relationship, and so this is where I'm seeing your head is down and you're stepping two steps back, and so this is really important for you. Think of your in a relationship, somebody always kind of steps, goes up to another level, and the other person follows, and goes up to another level, and the other person follows, and so what I'm seeing is part of the hesitation of if he's going to follow you up to the other level, and think of that it's really important for you to expand and go up to the other level and just hold out that he will go up to that other level with you, because you're used to him going up the levels with you all the years. Mm-hmm. And then there's a part where it feels like there's you could be feeling by yourself right now, but think that it's really important. Think of it as going back to giving birth, that when we give birth we could have rebirth ourselves into these new bodies. We could have a whole room full of people when we're giving birth, but we're still doing it by ourselves, and we're mm-hmm. just it's between us and the child, and that's even with death. We are rebirthing ourselves, and it feels like we're dying, so it's important for us to hold that space. And when I'm looking at your energy, and even before, as you first started talking, it was the real concern as far as is he going to come up and is he going to be moving up this next level with me. And also you have the natural teacher, helper, healer in your energy field, so it's really hard for you to think of putting yourself first, and that's where your maternal grandmother's and also your dad's coming in. It's also his father. Is his father's in spirit too?
I haven't had a contact with my father since I was very young.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm seeing the father coming in, as far as with yours, and also his father coming in, too. And so what they're talking about as far as think of them backing you up, and also dad's doing an olive branch of asking for forgiveness and having accountability, because part of that, when I go to your right side, when we don't have father as far as support, then our whole right side is affected, and that also will affect relationships, and that includes husband. And so think of when we were talking about the releasing, what you're doing is you're learning to expand that whole right side of your energy field out 12 feet, and before you only allowed yourself to go out 2 to 4 feet. So this is really expanding. Think of like a bird expanding the wings. That opens up the heart part, so it also could get rid of old grief and a lot of old ancient stuff that doesn't even have to do with this lifetime. It's cellular post-traumatic stress. So the most important thing for you to do is understand that you are absolutely energetically supported and loved, and for you to take that next step of going up in having being in balance with that right side, have that right side of the energy field expand, and also hold the posture like you're holding the door open, and don't bend forward to see is he coming. Just hold the posture of knowing that he's going to be coming up, and then it has you stand in where you feel better. You're able to realign. You're able to rewire yourself faster, and then that creates a little electromagnetic pull that pulls people that we love up in it, and it's not against their free will. It goes to beyond words, and it feels so much like love and bliss, and so that pull makes us want to step up the next level. So the most important thing is for you to be able to step up to that level and be able to put yourself off as far as individually, give yourself a circle space that this is just yours because you're rebirthing yourself, and that's important to put husband, children, family, everyone aside. And it's also the paradox that it's not an easy thing for you to do because of your energy field and because being the natural teacher, helper, healer, but it's the most important thing for you to do because it's part of even in the contract to break the patterns on both the mom and dad side of the family. And you're going to do it. You are doing it. Also, pay attention to seeing hummingbirds in odd places, and I see them more in cards or in figures as far as hummingbird, and even think of pulling in hummingbird medicine and hummingbird as far as a totem. It brings joy all year round, and part of your energy wants to go out and give joy all year round, not only to yourself but to touch other people. That's the whole wingspan that you're doing, and this is where you're setting the template, the foundation for you to do it, the blueprints for you to do it, and that gives you so much joy. And again, it goes back to as far as with your husband. And so it has him to say, I notice a shift in her that she feels so much lighter. She hasn't exploded, or she still looks the same, but she just looks and feels so much lighter. So I could step up there. It's like part of our partners are looking back, and on a cellular way, it's the child in them that's afraid to take that step forward. But when they realize that the awfuls don't happen, then they're able to take that step in out forward next to them. So think of you're taking a lead, and the lead is that it could feel the biggest lead of your life. But this is a life-affirming, life-changing lead for you that you will feel. Even you'll recognize that you haven't had a full breath and taken full oxygen in the last 7 years.
You're good.
Yes.
Goggles and a helmet.
Yeah.
What was that? Goggles and a helmet. You can hear that again.
Yes, and review the last 7 years. You know exactly what I'm talking about, so we'll get. I don't want to be too personal, so really review the last 7 years, because this is all about individualization. And I keep on hearing the song, Let's Dance, Let's Dance, and let us dance. Dance like nobody's watching you. Sing like nobody's watching you. And really, that's your whole mantra for yourself. And all will be well.
My sexual energy is crazy right now, or has been for a while. I feel...
As far as active?
Yes, it's very high, and it feels out of balance.
What I'm seeing on the right side, that's why I said active, because on the right side, and that's the assertive male side, it is like a cauliflower head, and on the left side, it's squeezed tight. So that's where you're feeling out of the balance. But think of the cauliflower head as the assertive side, and it's also think of that creative, beautiful, wonderful Kundalini energy. And so even the infinity eights will help over the first and second chakra, and that's also even do the, like, pretend you're a snake, sit in the chair and undulate the energy and, like, imitate snake going up your spine and over your head into the third eye. That will help balance that energy out. And so your, that cauliflower energy is beautiful. That's part of the hummingbird. That's to bring joy, creativity. Also is shifting your whole, that brings your energy, think of that, out to that whole right side. And that realigns your energy as far as your signature, as far as going out to the male side of you, and also to all men in your life. And so think of it as you could use it as a jumping point to step up to that next period. And you can shift it over to the left side. That's part of it when it's left, when it's twisted, it's held off on the feminine side. And that goes into look in the last 7 years when you haven't been receiving nurturing for yourself. And so this is where you want to look at the last 7 years in particular and look at like an observer, and that you were watching a movie and take all the people out, like you're Julia Roberts and your husband's somebody else, and then it's just looking as the observer to take the emotions out, and then what would you be saying to Julia Roberts and what would you be thinking about the husband? So this is when you're balancing that energy is a wonderful thing, because it's going to help you realign all the energy and to go up to the other level, and that will help you expand your wings. That's a huge thing. It's a very good thing.
Thank you.
Life force. It's beautiful life force.
It is. Thank you. I feel the love around as you were speaking. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, and tune in on newsforthesoul.com later to hear you.
I will. Continue to do the wonderful work, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love doing these shows with you, Carrie. I get to sit in the splash zone, you know, and just kind of as the whole meltdown goes down and everything's tapping into people. Oh, man, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. Because I know when I had that first session with you personally, I mean, it was literally transforming in a moment when you nail something that's going on that's beyond, you know, the mind and 3D reality stuff.
Right.
Absolutely wonderful.
Right.
Let's see if I have time to give out the numbers this time.
Hey.
It's turning into a personal competition now at this point. Okay. We have a line open. See?
Hello.
Hello. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm Margaret, calling from Montana.
Excellent. And do you have a question for Carrie?
I do. I am in a process of finishing up some training, and I have a last step, an exam I have to take, and have had a very hard time going forward with that, and feel like it's a big symbolic thing for me, and just appreciate any thoughts you have on that.
Okay. It's interesting, because it's perfect that you're in tune to this symbolic language, because I was seeing the archetype when it's fascinating, because you're dragging, when I'm looking at the back of your heart, so here we get into heart's desires, and I'm seeing seven tubes go off to holding like a boulder, and I even see you being a man, and it even could be the parts where we saw the pictures of the people building the temples and the pyramids, and so here you're very smart, and you're being forced to kind of like a slave and be enslaved and not being able to have free will and choice, and you have to carry the weight of the physical rocks, but also the weight of the world on the on the back, and it also is pulling out the heart's desire. So think of the resistance part is what we were talking about to Nicole, with Nicole in the morning, earlier when we were talking about we're really releasing archetypal in our resistance that goes back to ancient times, and it's also the ancient times has a theme that has happened in this lifetime. And also what I see consistently is that the saboteur, we all have the child, the victim is the prostitute, and the saboteur in our energy field is part of archetypal energy. Every single person in the world has it. And to get to know that the child, the victim, the prostitute, and the saboteur, and be able to flip the child to the divine child most of the time, and when we feel that the child is the wounded child, we're able to feed the wounded child to have it go back in the divine child. When I'm looking as far as the saboteur energy, there's a part that has a real charge, because when I'm getting into the heart and I'm seeing that the whole test represents so much more the test than the test to you. It represents how you hold your male energy, how you view the world, how you feel pulled down, how it affects your throat chakra. It's about expression. It feels getting weighed down in the heaviness of the 3D world. It is so symbolic of, and even when I'm tapping into it, I'm starting to lose my voice to my chest, and so this is a real huge deal for you. So the best thing we're doing right now is a little psychic surgery, and we're removing, of course, with your permission, the highest and the best for all involved is removing those ties that are down to that weighted boulder, because when I see that, when I just did that, I saw hundreds of balls off of it, and including a lifetime when you were thrown off a boat as far as accused as a witch. So this is really ancient, and this is really old, and even your heart is telling me it just feels so like you're, think of a phoenix coming out of the fire, but it's then taking that bird, the phoenix, and putting it in a small canary stage. So it really is against the grain, having those tubes being released from that boulder that, again, had a charge to many different lifetimes to make it feel easier. Also, move your elbows in infinity eight sideways and really look at the, as far as the saboteur, because I see, look at it as the observer. As you get over this hurdle, then you could write your own script and just remind yourself that when I get over this, I'm the writer, and you have to, I'm writing my own future. Nobody could put me in a box or a cage. I can't be imprisoned, because, again, it goes a lot deeper than just that exam. And even take your right hand and write, and even your left hand and write. That's what, that helps work both sides of the brain. And again, as soon as I see you over this hurdle, you're, look as it, when we look at something as the observer, we see the big picture with it and understand that it has such a charge to that. So when we unplug the charge, where we get all that energy back, and it all goes back to your heart, and I see your heart really open up to the thymus, which I love to see because it's a high heart love, and then you are able to do your own creative expression. So it ends up being a small hurdle, but the biggest thing where it feels like it's such a big thing is that what it pulls up for you in the past. But when you look at it head on and disconnect from that, the energy is going to help you have it seem like it's a molehill instead of a mountain that you're climbing over.
And we are 1 minute to the top of the hour.
A quick question. Something I can
timing.
Something I can. Will I pass this exam? Do I feel like I'll pass
yes,
this exam?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, that's the mountain of the molehill. Yes, you absolutely will pass it. And especially put your shoulders in and then put your shoulders out, like extended, like when we want to pull our shoulders back and then we put them in and we pull them out. That's really bringing the energy back into that block in the back, because that block was very large. And so even drink a lot of water, because it doesn't matter that I'm not touching you physically. We're into multidimensional healing now, and I could be across the world and still release blocks. And so this block is old, it's ancient, and really drink a lot of water, get a lot of rest. I always tell people to do alkaline water, that's lemon water, and really get physical as far as with your elbows, with the eights. And yes, absolutely, you're going to pass the test, because this is a hurdle that I see. It's such a small hurdle, and part of this is really having your cellular fear of being enslaved, imprisoned, killed. That's a huge thing. And so you're releasing from any subconscious thoughts of that, and you're bringing the energy back into that. So you're going to hurt to jump over the hurdle where it seems like it's a very small, like, again, a molehill, where it doesn't feel like a mountain.
All right. Well, we've got to end it there. Unfortunately, we're at that top of the hour, but fairly good timing. And you can hear your reading again, newsforthesoul.com. But thanks so much for calling in. And thank you, Carrie. I'm so grateful to be doing this work with you and doing these shows with you. It's just
same with you, Nicole. I'm so glad that we met. I know we've been Temple Sisters before, and I thank you for your work. As the other caller called, I know how much you work, and I thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Carrie. I can't wait till the next time, so I look forward to that.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and you don't have to wait. You now see how hard it is to get through on these shows, so don't wait. Go to CarrieO'Connor.com or InsideOut-OutsideIn.com and get a hold of Carrie and have your own reading with her in the meantime. I highly recommend it. So thank you, Carrie. Thanks to everyone that called in. Thanks to everyone that tuned in. And remember, you can hear all our shows all free all the time, newsforthesoul.com. See you next time, everybody.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.